are listening to the Gorman Bear Girls podcast. We're just two girls making memories and eating our way through life together. Welcome to our table. Hi, I'm Star.
And I'm Jen.
And we are the Gorman Bear Girls.
Hey, Star.
Hey, Jen.
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Today's kind of exciting because we have something different happening.
We do.
We are at a different table. Our sound might be a little bit different.
This is true.
Yeah. So you want to tell everyone what we're doing?
Sure.
I always give you that job.
I know. Why am I the one
to give all the explanation?
Here's what's happening today on the podcast. So it's Valentine's week. That's exciting. And we thought it would be really fun to bring some of our Galentines in on the mix with us. So we've got some of our favorite people here at the table. And instead of being in our studio, we're at your kitchen table.
Yeah. I'm welcoming all of you to my table.
Yes.
Welcome.
Welcome to Jennifer's table.
So should we introduce our guests?
I think we should.
Okay.
Now, first, let's say this, though, because these are some of our favorite people here at the table, but we're missing a couple of them tonight that couldn't be here. And that's a total bummer. But I wanted to kind of give them a shout out too, because people that follow us and see pictures of us and see these kind of things are going to realize we're missing a couple people.
We are.
But that's
so okay. Let's introduce who's here.
Yes.
And then we'll give a shout out to who's missing.
Right.
All right. So let's go by microphone number.
Okay.
That way we're not giving anybody preferential treatment.
Right.
Okay. Right. All right. Microphone number 3 is my beautiful daughter-in-law, Alyssa Kostick.
I feel some preferential treatment. Good to be here.
Welcome, Alyssa.
And microphone number 4 is our other Galentine,
Elaine. I'm the one from New York.
You're going to hear the upstate New York accent. Yes. We love it. Okay. And then at microphone number 5 is our other Galentine.
It's Heidi. And I'm from here, so I'm not from anywhere fancy. And
so here we are.
Here we are.
Okay, so let's talk about Galentine's Day and how that
originated. Yeah, you can do that.
Okay, does anybody know at the table how Galentine's Day? Okay, Alyssa, tell us.
I believe it was Parks and Rec.
You've got it, girl. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so what they did was they celebrated Galentine's Day on Valentine's Eve, which would be February 13th, and I think they had breakfast or something, didn't they? Do you remember that episode?
Well, Leslie loves brunch food, so I'm sure she did, but I can't remember.
Yeah. I meant to watch that episode again.
We should have done that.
And so I guess I didn't do my research all that much, but I do remember that Leslie Knope is famous for Galentine's Day.
And do you know what she – but there wasn't there a little phrase about it too? Didn't she have a little saying? Galentine's is
– I don't go ahead.
It's
or don't you know it?
No, I do.
Or is it not appropriate?
No, it's. Podcast? I don't think it's not appropriate. It was ovaries before brovaries.
Isn't
that what she said? Ovaries before brovaries.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah. I've never heard that before.
Okay, well,
Heidi, have you ever watched Parks and Rec?
I have not.
Okay, it's funny. Yeah, you got to watch it.
Yeah, it's a good funny show.
It's very funny.
Oh, but we forgot our shout outs. Our girls.
Oh, yes. This is right.
Okay, so we are missing Tracy.
We are missing Swartz, Tracy. Yes.
And Abby LaLiberty.
Yeah, my daughter-in-law. It's an interesting, I think we should say a little bit too that we've got some interesting connections with how we are all friends, because all of us are connected somehow in some way. from if we kind of exclude our daughter-in-laws. Uh-huh. If we exclude them from it.
There goes my preferential treatment.
There goes the preferential treatment. There it goes. Because we're all kind of connected. So, Jen, you went to school with Tracy's husband, Chad. You and Chad were actually the best of friends when you were in school.
Yes, since seventh grade.
And you also went to school with Elaine's husband, David.
Yes. He's a little older.
He is. And
just a little.
I knew Chad. It started beginning in middle school. Elaine's husband, David, actually worked with Heidi.
And Kevin.
And Kevin, and Heidi's husband, Kevin, at their fruit market that was that her parents had that they now have.
When we were kids.
When you guys were kids, yeah. So there's just interesting connections that in our adult life we kind of all came together.
And
here we go again. And I did this again. Did you see? I'm just gonna like hit my head again on the mic. Yeah. It's this hat.
Oh, hat.
Hey, we have something.
Oh, yeah, we have a little gift.
We have gifts for you guys.
Alyssa already has
Alyssa had preferential treatment.
Because
she already has a hat.
I was afraid she was going to call us out by mic numbers. And I'm like, oh, God, don't forget your mic number.
Oh, I didn't.
So that's, you're like our honorary Gormenberg girls. You got to wear your hat. Yeah,
so.
Okay.
Yeah, oh, so this is what I wanted to say. I almost forgot what I wanted to say. Which we were talking about before. I'm famous for forgetting what I want to say. But anyway.
Ditto, girlfriend.
Yeah. I don't know. It's the age thing. What's interesting is that a lot of times you have friends, maybe sometimes of the opposite gender. Mm-hmm. And then you grow up and they get married and you may not get along with their significant other as well. But I think what's unique about our situation is that Chad married a wonderful girl and David married a wonderful girl.
Who looks great.
She does.
Who looks amazing. Especially, by
yes.
the way.
We might even, right across from her. We might even sometimes like them more than we like the guys.
Yes. Yeah. So we have all blended really nicely and it's made up for a great best friend group. And then what's really great about that then is that our older sons grew up and married wonderful girls, and now we've pulled them into our mix.
Yes.
And Heidi's son, Kevin, and his wife, Taylor, also come sometimes too.
Yep.
Yes.
They live a little further out, so they're not always able to make it as much. But yeah, it's fun.
It is fun.
Yeah.
And what do we like to do when we get together?
We like to eat.
Because that's what we're all about.
It is. So let's talk about what we have on our Galentine's table today.
Okay.
Star, that'll be your job.
And you're up now. This is so fun because we talked about this on our last podcast or the one before. I'm not sure. We were joking around about maybe someday we'll tablescape our table and we'll put a charcuterie board on there. And look at that. What do we have there? We have a charcuterie board. So what do we have today? This is the funniest thing ever. We're 80s girls. Well, not Alyssa. There goes that preferential treatment again.
I love
again.
Paula Abdul, okay? I'm in that group.
So she's an honorary 80s girl. Yeah. Who doesn't love the 80s? But this is so cool because Aldi has these cheeses right now that are named after 80s songs.
Yeah. It's
so
really
we
hilarious.
Just thought it would be really funny because we're all... It's this Galentine's theme, and we're into themes, so an 80s-themed cheese board seemed appropriate. I don't know that anything else on there is 80s-themed, but we have Wake Me Up Before You Goat.
That was amazing.
And then we have, what's the other one? The
Gouda
the
one.
The Gouda is... What is the
and
Gouda?
Havarti. That was the other. Was
yeah, it's Gouda and Havarti. Why can't I remember what they are? There goes the brain, over 40 brain. So the Havarti is... Girls just want to... Havarti. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Star, do you need fire?
Yeah, something like that. All right, Elaine is going to check for me now. Oh, my gosh. I think that some are probably still in the refrigerator.
Okay, and so let me just paint a picture of what Elaine's doing. She's
digging
going
in
through
the garbage.
Okay,
oh, yeah. Total eclipse of the Havarti. Is the one. And then the Gouda is actually in the fridge. Yeah. Go check that out. Why can't I remember?
I don't know. It's okay. We have a lot going on.
Hey,
when we say welcome to our table, we invite you in on our real life conversations.
Exactly.
So just so you know, we can remember nothing. And this is what we do.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you keep saying Gouda. It reminds me of that Duda song. Duda.
Oh, yeah. Duda.
From the 80s?
No, like, it's not from the, it's actually new. Like no. It's actually a new song. When I go to the gym, it's always on my Pandora.
Oh, it's a new song.
You know, I could always look it up on my phone too.
Oh, no, I
like
it.
Oh, no, it's not that far down. I feel like we're dumpster diving or something.
Okay.
What the heck? How can I not remember
that?
I'm going
to
look it up.
And we'll come back to the Gouda.
Pour some Gouda on me.
Yeah.
What the heck?
Which is actually 90s, right?
Well, I don't know.
No,
I think it was late. I think it was later in the 80s, but it was really popular because that was Def. Yeah, and it was. I do remember that the song became or was still very popular in the 90s because I remember singing that like in the house where my husband and I lived when we got married. Why do you have distinct memories sometimes of the craziest things? But I remember being right in front of my closet looking for this particular pair of pink shoes, like hot pink shoes, and that song, that Def Leppard song, was playing. Why would I remember that? I can't even remember what the name of a cheese was that I just cut and stuck on this board, but I remember that. Anyway.
Yeah, so pour some sugar on me.
Pour some sugar on me, Def Leppard. Yeah, but this is pour some Gouda on me. Anyway, just funny kind of a thing. These 80s named cheeses. All right, anyway, so we've got some different grapes on there, which probably Heidi would be better at telling us what those all are, because they're green grapes, red grapes, and black grapes, but she would know all the specific names of them probably.
Yeah, and let's just say what Heidi does and give a shout out to her store. It's
absolutely
not open yet, because that's really important. So Heidi, you tell us.
Oh my. We own John and Jerry's Fruit Market. My parents built it in 1963, and my husband and I took over in 1992. But we are closed at the moment and reopening on March 5th.
And you're closed because you've been doing this every year through.
Yeah, we just started doing this about 3 years ago, where we close November, December, and January. And we usually open the beginning of Lent, which the day before Ash Wednesday. And that's March 5th this year. Because Easter's late. Yay.
Yeah. And so it's called John and Jerry's.
John and Jerry's Fruit Market. It's in Springdale, Pennsylvania.
You want to give the address?
Oh, I don't know it.
No. Oh, my goodness.
Well, we're on Freeport Road in Springdale.
Her parents have only built it in the 60s, and she's only owned it since 1992. So
it's right by the new Ken Bridge.
Because we never had a physical address. Bridge.
Yeah. Well, when they officially open, we'll do a little shout out, tell people where you are.
Right, they carry all fresh fruits and vegetables, a lot that are locally sourced. Yes.
Hopefully soon, as the weather breaks, then we'll be getting homegrown stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about grapes then.
Okay, so there's some grapes on our board. We have some green olives, we have strawberries, we've got pistachios and Marcona almonds, and some dried apricots, and we have some prosciutto and water crackers.
Chocolate.
And we have chocolate. Yes, that's right.
You can't
right.
celebrate Galentine's Day without chocolate.
No, we that can't. And that's the chili chocolate. So that's the dark chocolate with the chili pepper in there, you know, just to give us a little, just to spice it up a bit. And we have bubbly water and we have wine.
Chardonnay.
We have Chardonnay. I'm going to go ahead and pour myself a glass.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, feel free.
Let me take the boop. There we go. All right. So just going to.
Such a nice sound.
It is. I love that sound. Oh, ding. There you go.
Oh, pretty.
And to you now. Oh, pretty.
Two of us are having wine, Star and Elaine, and three of us are having water.
Wow, just threw us under the bus, huh?
No.
Okay. Great, Elaine. Woo. Cheers.
Cheers.
Just see if there's a little difference in like the temperament of some versus others, right. Everybody will know.
Like Elaine and I aren't already bubbly personality.
All right, so I was thinking favorite Valentine's memories, or has anyone actually really celebrated a Galentine's Day where you got all dressed up and went out just girlfriends?
Well, we did last year.
We did.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell about that?
Oh my gosh. Last year we went to Narcissi Winery. The four of us.
We did the tasting.
Was it just the four of us?
It was the tasting.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went to, we went and did the
pairing with the,
and then with we the had to stay for dinner.
And then we had to stay for dinner.
Or lunch.
Yes. Yeah. Lunch, yeah, because we tasted a lot.
It was the chocolate pairings?
No, it was cheese.
Well, they did.
They did have chocolate with some of it. Yeah, but they had cheese and wine. They took us for a whole tour through there. It was really fun. I actually looked this year to see if they were having it, unless they had, maybe ended up announcing it later. I didn't see that they were doing that this year. But it was last year right around Valentine's Day.
Yeah, and they took you back and showed you how the process that they used to make the wine and bottle the wine.
And the bottling.
That was
very
interesting.
And then they taught you all the went through the whole tasting process and got to taste several different wines and and how you go through that. That
yeah, was and I fun. Felt like we didn't even have all that much, but
I'll tell you what, their wine is strong.
It is. Yeah. I don't know if it's the fact that it's more strong. About like, I don't know, homemade. Well, I guess all wine on some level is homemade, but.
Probably just being so fresh, maybe.
Yeah, maybe just know. Being made right there. I don't know. It is very, very strong.
Oh, I mean, fresh as in aged fresh.
Yeah, very fresh. Yeah, but it shouldn't really matter because we'll drink wine that is the same percentage of the wine that they have at Narcissi and not have that same effect.
Yes, we had to stay and eat lunch. I mean, it's delicious anyway. So we wanted to stay and eat lunch. Yeah, the restaurant's
great.
And we did not order any more wine with our lunch because we didn't need it. And we had to stay beyond lunch for a while.
We had to stay for dessert too.
Yes. Oh, no.
Yeah, not that. We had bread pudding. I remember that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I remember going home and laying down for the rest of the day. 2 o'clock, I'm like, wow, I need a nap. I had my fun for the day, and I'm done.
That's what happens when you start early. What was it? Was like 10 or 11 o'clock in the morning, wasn't it?
It was.
It was early. Yeah.
That was fun.
It was fun.
And was it Roberto? What was his name?
He's from Italy.
He's adorable. From Sommelier.
He's very... He's great to talk to. We've actually gone to wine dinners there as well.
We did. Yeah. For David and Elaine's anniversary, we went there for a wine dinner.
That was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And he also, what I really liked about that wine dinner is that he showed pictures of, and he's actually, well, he's from there, but he's gone and he takes pictures and he shows you the region that everything is from and what is in that area. And that was a lot of fun. I've never been to a wine dinner quite like that before. Yeah. It was unique in that manner.
It was nice.
Yeah. The neat thing about that was I knew my grandmother was from Italy. I thought Sicily. I wasn't really sure. So I texted my uncle during that dinner. So I got to see where she grew up. You know, it was really weird because she came over with her twin sister and family. I think she was 3. They only spoke Italian. And then everybody else just grew up here. So... It was neat. Really cool. I'm like, oh.
So where is she? Cool. Where was she from?
It is, Sicily, and it's,
I'm sorry. I don't mean to put you on
the spot. I know, the little island. If I had a map, I could point to it, but it's maybe the northern right side.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure.
I'll be putting lots of information in our show
notes. Oh, no. So that we're not supposed to use our show notes as a crutch. No.
Well, just for today.
Anyway. Okay, so what you asked, Jen, was just about favorite
memorable.
So we had it. That's our Galentine's.
That was our Galentine's.
What about you, Alyssa? Have you ever celebrated Galentine's Day with any of your? You have some really great girlfriends. I feel like you would probably.
Oh, I do. Yeah, feel free. You can borrow them whenever you want. Yeah, they're the best. We've had a few. Unfortunately, a lot of my friends after high school are kind of displaced throughout the country or the world. Some are in other countries too, so I don't get to see them often, but. I guess in a way it's Galentine's. For me, when I think of Valentine's Day, I think of my mom because we always celebrated Valentine's Day. Growing up, she was a single parent and a working parent, and usually Valentine's Day is on a weekday, and I would wake up a lot of the times at home and she wouldn't be there. I'd be getting ready for school, and I'd remember it's Valentine's Day and rush downstairs, and there'd be a really cute present, a cute stuffed animal, a card, sometimes a movie and clothes because, you know, she loves me a lot and overdoes it. And I just would love it. And it's, I mean, of course, I love the things physically, but I'd always take the card and put it in my backpack and bring it to school. And I didn't even show it to anyone, but just knowing it was there, it just made me feel extra safe and loved. And so for me, I just, when I think of Valentine's Day, I think of my mom. So I'm excited for this Valentine's Day because it's my baby's first Valentine's Day. And so I'm going to start that with her.
That's really special.
That is. I remember coming home from school and having chocolates on my pillow, like a little heart box of chocolates from my mom and a card. And that's why we have always, as we've been raising our kids, done something with them on Valentine's Day and celebrated as a couple or with friends on the weekend of, usually. Because I always wanted to show my kids that, you know, love is about each other. It's about family. It doesn't have to turn into this, I don't have a significant other, and therefore I'm less than. I hate that it takes on that negative connotation. Mm-hmm. It doesn't need to go there. So it is great to be able to pour into your kids on that day and let them know that they have value and that they are so loved. So
Valentine's Day isn't just about when you have a significant other in your life. I mean, it really is if you're thinking about just celebrating love. And that can be the love that you share in a friendship or with, I mean, with, like you said, with your family and your children. And, you know, I mean, it can be with anybody. We brought it up on a previous podcast that I think it was Valentine's Day. We didn't. Did you ask Polly? Because I didn't ask Christian about where they went and what they did and if they had a name for it. It was so funny because they would do that on one year in particular. None of them
had girlfriends.
And I think little Kevin went as well. I think it was little Kevin and Christian and Polly. And there were a couple other boys, too, that went. And I'm pretty sure it was to Applebee's because they were really big into the half price appetizers.
Yeah.
And they spent their Valentine's Day together. Like even the guy, you know, they were kind of poking fun at the whole idea that like, yeah, we're single. We don't have anybody. So but why should we miss out on a meal? So they all went out together. But
yeah, so that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
So is there a restaurant in particular that anybody has visited on Valentine's Day? I have a favorite that we've been to in the past on Valentine's Day.
I really
like their Valentine's meal. And I have to wonder if it's going to be the same
for I bet it is.
Altius?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Altius, the Altius meal. That was great.
Dinner.
Yeah.
Which is located on Mount Washington. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful view and the food is fantastic.
It is. And the limoncello is great.
I just had to think back. We've been to so many restaurants. And so I'm like, okay, which one was that one?
I remember that night in particular because it was very cold. Do you remember? It was a very cold Valentine's Day that night that we were there. And I feel like it felt even colder because we were up on Mount Washington.
But
you know,
we went somewhere for dessert afterwards, too. Didn't we go on top of another restaurant?
Is that the same night that we went to?
It's not the same night.
No?
We did that another night.
We did that another night where
we went to Monterey Bay.
Yeah, we went to Monterey Bay for dessert after we had been somewhere else on Mount Washington.
Okay.
Yeah, because at Altius, we did their Valentine's menu and we stayed the whole way through. And then we followed it up with limoncello, which I will not forget that.
That was good. Their limoncello cocktail, it was amazing.
Yeah, very, very good.
Mm-hmm.
It really sticks out to me.
It was just a mix of food or spices that I would never have thought to put on chicken. I think we just went with, let's go with the safe option, the chicken. And I think three or four of us picked that one. And it was amazing. It was on a bed of, I don't know, potatoes and vegetables. But the funny thing was, is my husband hates mint. And there was a dessert that was chocolate. And then it had crystallized mint. And he was like, oh, okay. He's like, you know, we'll get this. And he loved it. And it was, I'm like, how do you crystallize mint? Like, and it was really good. And it still sticks in my head, you know, what is it? Five years later, whenever we went.
How do you remember these things?
You don't remember dessert.
How could you forget it? You can't forget mint. A good dessert. But that's also just something, we've brought this up before. There are lots of times where, I mean, like, don't sell yourself short by not tasting something because you think, I've had something like that before. I don't like that. I don't want to try that because you never know. We have, I mean, Pittsburgh has been named that it is number seven in the top 10 cities in the world to visit for foodies. Like, Pittsburgh is on that list.
Named by the BBC.
The BBC, yeah. And this is...
And we're the only city in the United States, I think.
I think so.
I'm actually not sure on that.
I had just looked at the thing.
At the very least, it's the highest.
Yeah, yeah. I had just looked not long ago at that because somebody... I probably have had about six different people send that article. Like, did you guys know? I'm like, yeah, that's great. It's awesome. But... wonderful chefs here in Pittsburgh, super creative. Yeah. There is a lot going on in the food scene in Pittsburgh right now.
So we're just spoiled. Then we have it. We don't realize it. We're just spoiled.
Yay. Yeah. It's so good. Speaking of so good, can we kind of dig in?
Oh my gosh, dig in. Yeah. Grab something off the board.
For you, goat, because I do not.
No, you don't want
that.
Yeah, we know. Jen doesn't like goat. That's this one right here.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like the soft one. That's the Gouda. No, that's not the Gouda. No. That's the Havarti. That's the Gouda.
Okay, I'm still going to go with the Gouda.
Come on, ladies.
I know you like Gouda. Gouda girl. I'm looking at that article because I want to know now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have to ask Star, which cheese would I like?
I know. This is a question, Heidi. It's like you'll like any of them.
Star for that. We're like, Star, what do we like?
Yeah.
Show us what we like.
Everybody tell us. You'll like the Gouda or the Havarti.
All right.
Gouda is really good.
Is it? And that would be the triangle shaped one that she has cut up.
Yep. Got a squeaky.
Oh, we're
going to
hear
chair.
These chairs going up.
Oh, I know. My chairs, just so that our listeners know, my table and my chairs are antique. And so I love it. I've had it forever. I'm planning on keeping it forever. However, they're creaky, the chairs. Mm. So you're going to hear that in the background today since we're not in our regular studio. Yes, Pittsburgh is the only North American city on the list.
And we're number 7, correct?
It is number 7, yes. Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's exciting. That is
exciting.
A huge honor.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Okay, so favorite memories of Valentine's Day. Anybody else have any favorite memories they'd like to share?
We've done so many together. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've been doing Valentine's Days for at least the past 7 years, minimum.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Most definitely. It's probably even
longer.
Probably even longer than that. Yeah, we get together. And sometimes we've gone out to eat. Like, you know, we've gone to Altius. We did
last
that.
Last year, we did a party here.
Here at your house.
You were still pregnant. I remember.
She was. Yeah. Very pregnant.
Yeah,
you only had
just about
a couple weeks later. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Polly and I have a bit of an unconventional Valentine's tradition. We've only spent 2 together. We met and fell in love and got married very quickly. But I've been a server before, and so I kind of have an aversion to going to restaurants on Valentine's Day because working at a golf course at a more high-end restaurant, it was the most hectic day of my life, and it's burned into my memory. And I'm just not a fan of going out when everywhere is super crowded and you have to fight through reservations, and there's a sense of obligation almost to it that I don't like. I don't want it to be romantic because we need to be romantic on this day. Mm-hmm. I want to be swept off my feet when I don't know you're going to sweep me off my feet. So Polly and I have a tradition. We get chicken bacon ranch subs from Franco's in Penn Hills. They're delicious. And we eat them at home, and we don't go anywhere. And I think it's very romantic and delicious.
Is that the place that has like the really super big subs?
Yes.
Is that the one? Okay.
You almost always have leftovers, which for us is impressive because we're not leftover people.
I was
going to
say, yeah.
But we almost always have at least half left. So then you have food the next day, too, which is great.
I don't know where you put it all, Alyssa.
In my mouth.
I know. But I just say, like, Alyssa's tall and lean and.
And she used to be a model.
She did.
I mean,
and
she's
still
a model in our book, but she was a professional model.
I don't know where the heck she puts
that
food.
That was a long time ago. I can say things were a long time ago now. That's a fun milestone to be at as we grow up. When I was young, like, that's. I've just been promoted to that level.
This is a super squeaky Havarti.
Yeah, I like it.
Anybody else? It's like, it reminds me of, like, squeaky cheese, or it reminds me of halloumi.
Halloumi, though, has, it's like a goat.
No, it's squeak. No, halloumi is the one, remember I grilled the it on the grill.
It has,
it's really
like
squeaky.
A goat flavor. There's like a chef in halloumi.
You think everything is
it?
Goat.
No, it does. It has something like that. Look at it up, Star. Look it up. I think it did. We're going to look it up. Anyway, so. Yes, Elaine.
Oh, no, go ahead. No.
Favorite movies? Favorite romantic rom-com movies? I mean, a lot of times
I hate
we,
to say it. That's totally your, I mean, maybe Elaine wants to chime in on that one, or Heidi, but I just feel like that is totally you and Alyssa would probably
To. Polly would be able to chat all day about his You've Got Mail obsession. I like horror movies, so we actually don't share that in common.
But I mean, as far as movies, Alyssa, like, you know a lot of, like, a lot of different things, like facts about things too, because I feel like that was one of the things, because my son Christian is the same way. I feel like one
that
of the first
true.
Dinners
we,
that we all had together, you guys
way.
Were like talking about that kind of stuff. I watch things and I enjoy them and I love them. And then I'm like, I don't know who that was. I don't know where they came from. I can't remember. I mean, I remember certain things. I mean, it's probably not cool if I say it's not a romantic movie, but, you know, like Kicking and Screaming, that's hilarious to me. There's nothing romantic about it.
I just showed that to the kids last
week. I know. That's what made me think of it, because I remember the one line from that. People can quote all these lines from movies. I can't do that, but I remember, you don't have to keep them. You get to keep them.
Yeah.
When they were talking about those finches that had that were diseased or whatever. Anyway,
it's because you know so much about cheese, that part of your brain, you only get one or the other. And since I don't know any cheese, I can quote any movie.
Okay. All right. That maybe that's it.
Well, I love You Got Mail. Pauly inherited that from me.
Oh, he and, did.
And While You Were Sleeping is another one that I love with Sandra Bullock. It's an old one that I love. So if I'm going to sit down and Father of the Bride, those are the kind of movies I can sit and watch over and over and over again. So what about you?
Me? David's the movie man. I usually just whatever you want to see or if there's something I really like. I tend to go for funny. I love Amy Poehler, Tina Fey, Poehler. So like terrible movies that I shouldn't be seeing, like Baby Mama. I don't watch those. I usually just watch a movie once, maybe twice. There's so much to see that I don't like to watch things more than once. That's just my personality. But usually David has a lead on something he likes, and we just go see that.
He's got
and
great
I'm
taste.
Fine with it. Yeah.
Dave Maybe. Likes a lot of old movies, doesn't he?
He is all
Over the place.
Yeah. Yeah. Not horror. Nothing horror for him. And yeah.
Sorry. Go ahead, Heidi.
Oh, gosh. Your
favorite?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of something at the top of my head. Ghost, just because I think someone had mentioned Demi Moore and something.
Yeah, that's a romantic. I haven't seen
that. That was pre-recorded. Mm-mm. Unless I did.
Yeah, I haven't seen that for a long time.
Yeah.
It was on the other day, and I think that's when it hit me as far as that goes.
He's dreamy.
Patrick's
dreamy. Oh, yeah. Well, it's like the dancing still. And Dirty Dancing. I love
Heidi was a dancer. We need to say that.
She was. She was
a ballet dancer. Yeah.
So any movie with dancing, I'm all over that one. But
we have 80s themed cheeses on the board. What about favorite 80s movies?
Oh, The Breakfast Club.
There was Girls Just Want to Have Fun. Do you remember that with Sarah Jessica Parker, Helen Hunt, where they went to the Catholic school and she would sneak out her window to
I
go dance?
I remember that, mm-hmm. Yes.
Because she was going to be in the dance competition.
Oh, yeah.
And I loved that movie. Pretty
I
in
loved
Pink.
Some Kind of Wonderful. Oh, Eric yes. Stoltz. He's just so creative and sensitive and wonderful. And then he loves Watts. It's amazing. Told you I like the 80s. I'm so
impressed. I know. Yeah.
And Ferris Bueller, but that's not very romantic.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
just
No,
just
that's
perfection.
A great one, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, there's a lot.
I'm not thinking of necessarily, sorry, I have chocolate in my mouth. I'm not thinking of romantic movies necessarily, but just 80s music or movies in general. Like the ones that, like Pretty in Pink, The Breakfast Club. Mm-hmm.
St. Elmo's Fire.
St. Elmo's oh, yeah. Fire, that was a good one.
That was all the, is it, not the Brat Pack. What do they call, what did they call those ones?
No, they did call, it was the Rat Pack originally.
Oh, so it is the Brat Pack.
And they were the Rat Pack.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah, like Breakfast Club.
Mm-hmm. And then I'm thinking of like horror movies.
Those were like Freddy Krueger.
Freddy Krueger, Friday the 13th, Carrie.
Ooh, yeah.
I have an uncle that from the age of 6 I've been desensitized. Jaws, Goonies, Gremlins.
Oh, Gremlins.
I watched it over my cousin's house. And my uncle had all these little characters in his little shop downstairs. It was a great time to grow up, you know, and I was there every weekend. But that's what I think of when I think of 80s is all these movies that we probably shouldn't have been seeing, but it wasn't a big deal back then.
Yeah.
And we just watched
It was a big deal to my mom. So my parents were divorced when I was very young. And I remember, I think I was probably like 12. My stepmother took me to see Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Oh, and my mom about had a fit. She was like, "You saw what?" I'm like, "Yeah." Oh, well.
That's so funny. Yeah, my parents weren't strict about what I watched at all. I mean, my parents were also divorced, but neither one of them cared what I watched. I mean, I think I told this story not long ago that I remember coming home. This sounds kind of like a spoiled child thing, but with my parents being separated, I think that there's that thing that happens where they're always trying to like make it okay for you, even though there's turmoil around you. And we were living at the time with my grandparents before they decided who got the house and all that stuff. And they were separated and my mom had moved out with me. And I remember coming home from school one day and my grandmother said, Jennifer, we got HBO in your room today. And Paul, my husband, he was like, we didn't have cable. We got like two channels. Yeah. And you had HBO in third grade, whatever it was.
That's so funny.
When you're young, all of that stuff goes over your head anyway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's just, you don't even think about it. It's on and you're not in that zone or whatever, but.
Until you show your kids. You're like, hey, this great movie when I was little. Oh, we have to watch it. And in the first half an hour, there's three references
the music.
To inappropriate
the
things.
Hugely. Yeah. Heidi, you are absolutely right. It's hugely about the music. We have a super funny story about that. Because growing up, we learned all of these songs in the 80s. Mm-hmm. And we would just sing along with them. And, you know, you like the beat. You like whatever it is about the song that you just love. And then, but you're not thinking about what you're singing. You're just singing the words, like it is what it is. But then when you become an adult and you hear the current music, like you hear all of these people nowadays are saying, this music is so bad and it talks about all of these like bad things and whatever else. And so when our boys, when like they were younger, we would say, no, we don't, you know, you didn't want them listening to certain things until they make a decision for themselves. Like you can't change what they're going to listen to as they get older, but you wouldn't play certain music when they were in the car or. And one day we're baking cookies. Jennifer and I are baking cookies for Christmas or something here at your house.
Yeah.
And your husband, Paul, put on
the
80s channel. And we're singing along. And Christian and Polly looked over at us and gave us a look. And we're just singing away. And they're like, do you hear what you're singing?
Yeah.
We're like, what? You know, but you don't. You're right, Heidi. Like, you don't think about any of that. We didn't think that anything was.
You say, I like the beat. I just like the beat of the music. It's true.
It is
when
true.
When kids give you that line, it is true.
It is true.
They really, a lot of times, don't know what
they're not saying.
Think about the cheese that you have right there.
Yeah.
The names of the cheese.
Yeah.
That says it all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pour some Gouda on me.
Before we start to wrap our little Galentine's episode, our Gormenberg Girls Galentine's. How's that?
That's a lot of G's. That's a lot of alliteration.
Why don't we talk a little bit about planning a Valentine's party? Because our couple's Valentine's party is next weekend. And so you are hosting this one at your home.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't we give a few party tips? Since this is going to go out earlier in the week, maybe if people are celebrating next weekend, we can give them some ideas if they're hosting a party.
Sure. I feel like it's kind of the approach all the time. We want to try things that are different. We've talked about this before also, where just draw inspiration from different things. And sometimes it's something that you've recently seen, a recipe that you want to try. I feel like we are famous for that. You know, a lot of times we'll serve something for the very first time ever, having not tested it at all. And just like kind of go out on a limb and make something, you know.
I rarely ever test anything. And I almost always make it for the very first time when I'm having company.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's pressure.
It is. It is.
But it's fun. It's a fun pressure, I think.
We have that going on tomorrow night. My husband and I decided to do something different. And we're trying pomegranate granada.
Ooh,
so I have no idea how it's going to be.
And I'm sure it'll be delicious.
We didn't use the recipe. We kind of went with the recipe that we used last week on a grapefruit granada that we had made, but mixing it with they wanted tequila and lime juice, which sounds good, but I didn't think it would be.
Well, for those who don't know, let's talk about what granada is.
You just made it, Heidi. Go
I know.
Ahead.
I just
you're,
made it.
You're on.
It
you're
was on. Pretty much you get the juice of whatever it is that we're using, the pomegranate. Last week we tried a grapefruit, squeeze the juice, use some simple syrup, and we did champagne and froze it, and you just keep scraping it into little ice particles. It's almost like a sorbet type.
It's very good. You actually made that grapefruit granada for us a few years ago at a dinner that you had at your house. It was very good.
It's just refreshing.
Mm-hmm. It is refreshing.
As opposed to a heavy, thick, not that I don't love my cheesecakes, because goodness knows I do, but just for something light and refreshing, it's a nice dessert.
Mm-hmm. So that's a nice kind of thing to throw in and to think about when you're planning a meal. We've done this a lot of times where you're serving something between courses, like a palate cleanser.
Yeah, we do that on almost every dinner party.
Yeah.
And sometimes we forget them and we don't serve them until the end.
That's right, because, you know, it happens, whatever.
We are having one of those.
Too.
We are. We are going to have one of those for Valentine's
Day. I think a raspberry champagne.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we do, we're big into themes. So you don't necessarily have to go with a theme, but if you choose a theme, I just say try to like kind of follow it through. Like you want continuity, and it's not necessarily that you're, that the theme that you choose for the party, like this, we're doing an enchanted Valentine's dinner. So we're decorating kind of like a woodsy, enchanted
forest
kind of a feel. But know your guests, play to their tastes, because you want everybody that's there to be able to enjoy the meal. If you have somebody that's, you know, like with David, Elaine's husband has certain food allergies. So we don't want to like plan a meal for David around foods that he's allergic to.
Shrimp.
Yeah. No, let's serve David lots of shellfish for dinner. So now we did have, you know, we did have the crab. He couldn't eat the crab fried rice that we had for your party.
Oh, yeah, so you made a variation.
But I made a variation on it for him. So I would say anytime you're planning a party, if you know your crowd, you gotta play to the crowd. Plan like that. Keep things simple enough that you're able to enjoy yourself through the evening. As much as you can do in advance, do in advance, because you don't want to be completely stressed up until the minute that you're sitting down at the table. And once you sit, you want to be able to sit and enjoy your company.
Yeah, that is a very good point. Mm-hmm. I always try to choose things that I can prep ahead of time. Sometimes even things that I can cook a little bit, even not mm-hmm. the full way, but partially, you know, ahead of time, because I want to enjoy the evening. I don't want to run myself ragged. And also, don't be afraid to ask for help. A lot of times your friends want to pitch in.
Right.
So let them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly.
Yeah. So anybody here at this table, because you guys are all familiar with our insane parties that we go over the top with.
And we have already said on previous podcasts that you guys think we're crazy. So we know it. It's okay.
When we make you dress a certain way or whatever.
Tell you what color you have to wear.
I thought it would be fun for them to tell us one thing that they really like that we do, mm-hmm. like the crazy things, whether it's, or maybe you're like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I like the wine you serve. Yeah.
The food, all of it. I just want to eat.
Yeah. But is there anything that stands out, Alyssa?
Well, I really appreciate, as much as I love to eat, I have rather cheap fast food taste. So I love everything, but I don't have much of a reference as far as I can't spot. This reminds me of this restaurant and this. Oh, I would make it this way because I wouldn't make anything you guys make. It's all amazing and delicious and I don't cook. But I'm very interested in fashion and I really appreciate how you have a theme, and I like that. Whenever you let everyone know, here's our gist or here is our color scheme, it's not everyone's going to wear the same dress or everyone is wearing a bright pink, but we're going for a whimsical winter look. And there was variation and everyone looked gorgeous. And I really appreciate that. The aesthetics are very pleasing to look around and see everyone have their own style still, but it lends itself to an overall look of the party.
And it photographs well when everyone coordinates.
When we're taking pictures together.
Heidi, do you have anything to say?
Well, besides the obvious food part of things, I love the welcome drinks. It's always fun to have a really cool, tasty drink. The second you walk in, they always have the drinks all lined up real pretty and decorated really nice. And they're always something that you would never have tried before. They like to find things that are different.
I like that you said that, Heidi, because that is something that we kind of think about. You know, when you have somebody coming to a party, a lot of times it takes some time. You're trying to greet everybody. And one of the very first things you say to people anytime somebody comes into your home is, can I get you something to drink? Do you want a cup of coffee or would you like mm-hmm. some water? Can I get you a glass of wine, a beer, like whatever you're offering. And when we do that, it's something, it keeps that kind of from... Everybody comes, you have a drink right away, and I feel like everybody does kind of know. It might be something you've never had before.
Right.
Yeah, you might not be somebody that would order a gin-based drink at a restaurant or something with rum or tequila or anything mm-hmm. like that, but we have these drinks that have, you know, they're just something different, and there's one for everybody, and we typically don't make so that there's multiples of that, because then we move into the dinner portion and then you choose what you want based on what other drinks that we have. There are different options to have, but it's nice. That is something I would suggest that people consider, that because it makes it really nice. Mm-hmm. You guys are all kind of conditioned to this. Like, if we didn't have one, I think everybody would be like, where's the welcome drink? Yeah, because you come in and, you know, like, you grab your drink and you just start mingling and it just kind of gets things started right away.
Yeah, we know fun. We're going to have something that's going to tempt our tongues or of sorts when we get here.
And it's centered around the guest of honor.
Right, it is when it's a birthday party.
Mm-hmm. One that was called Something Star for your birthday the one time. And David had asked me offhand, you know, what was your favorite drink growing up? And I'm like, oh, my dad used to bowl and we always got Shirley Temples because then we felt like, you know, the men are all drinking beer while they bowl. And I don't know, we felt grown up drinking Shirley Temple. So you guys
That for your birthday. Yeah, you did. And that. It was perfect because
Dirty Shirley.
They were Dirty Shirley Temples and your favorite color is red. Yes. And it just like it fit in. It like tied in with the theme really well. So, yeah, so I would say that as far as planning as well, something else that we really like to do that I do think that probably our group is just accustomed to. We all feel very comfortable with one another anyway.
Exactly.
But when you're inviting people in, there are little details that don't take a lot of time or money to do, like a place card. You see your name when you go to sit down at a table. And you think at a wedding, you see these kind of things. But when you're having a large dinner party and you see your name, you know, at the table, people are like looking and you want to see who am I sitting next to? You know, I think people think that that's thoughtful because you thought of, it wasn't just, I'm just making this meal for all these people that are going to come and eat. But there was at some portion of that planning, your name was in the front of our mind, you know, and we are thinking about that is something that we do. We think about who's going to be honoring there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Any personalization I think that you can do and find in creative and unique ways makes everything just so much nicer. And it makes the party unique. It makes it your own. And it makes everyone feel really, really special.
And just referring back to what you said too, like asking for help. People want to be a part. It was even like, so for your birthday party, you know, Alyssa she tended bar. She went, like, it was something that she had done when she was in California, when she was, you know, had moved away from home. And this is how she was, it kind of, to me, I thought, who better to make the drink for your birthday party than Alyssa? And it makes, if you can bring people in some way and give people, you know, these little jobs to do, you know, everybody's a part of it in some way. I think it's important for people to feel that.
I think it makes it easier for everyone else to enjoy it too, because you both put so much effort and we know there's energy and there's time. I think especially as a woman, you can almost have a hard time enjoying yourself if you feel like people are catering to you, because you think like we are so conditioned to take care of everybody else. Mm-hmm. And so it's a nice way when it feels like it's a collective group and everyone is contributing and you're giving back, because we know you two are doing so much that I feel like, you know, it is a group where it's a balanced, people do things for each other. Everyone has their own gifts and their own ways of contributing, but I think it makes it easier to enjoy each other because it doesn't feel like I have to make something up to them or I have to do something now for them because they do so much for me. I think as a group, everyone is always there for each other. And I think helping with parties, although you two are usually the figureheads of the party, it is nice to feel like other people are contributing and feel like, okay, cool, we helped in some way do what they are so good at doing.
Yeah. Or in when it comes to themes, like some of the fun things we did this past year, how it was just fun. It ended up taking us a while to do, but when we had the Tuscan dinner party and we all made our own pasta, like that was so much fun.
Yeah.
You know, so think of little things that you can do. And some people are intimidated by something like that. And so for our listeners, maybe you don't have somebody in your friend group that necessarily makes pasta, but there's something like that that you could do where you are somehow, I mean, it was perfect because we did that in the summertime and we came inside and did that and we sat outside in that nice long table. It was just, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
I thought that was a lot of fun.
We got aprons for everyone.
And hairnets.
And it was so much fun.
Yeah. We do have one thing that's a little bit rare though. Not only do we as the women all get along really well, our husbands really get along well.
Yes.
So with
and
that.
Help. Paul does, I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All the time.
But it's just, it's always we never have to worry about being uncomfortable because our husbands are so comfortable with each other and get along so well as well as.
Yeah. But yeah, I would agree. Yeah, mm-hmm. We all mesh together really well. And that makes it for fun and non-stress. No stress.
Right.
During the party. So, Star, if anyone has any questions and they want to reach out to us, how do they do that?
Well, you can email us. And we've kind of changed this up now because I believe you can either email us at star@gormanburg.com or at gormanburggirls.com. Either way works now, or jen@gormanburg or gormanburggirls.com. And that's GOURMANDBURGH. Please give us a follow on Instagram. You can message us there as well. And we love to hear from you. We love to hear suggestions or
yeah, and we'll be posting comments. A couple pictures of right now.
Yeah, we'll post this week. Board.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And also, I want to say this too, because we've talked about it the last two podcasts. Coming in March, we're going to be doing a really special night, and we've asked for some suggestions from our listeners, and we've gotten a lot of feedback on that. So this is going to be really exciting. We're doing a kind of restaurant progressive night where we're eating the same thing at several different restaurants in one evening. So we hope you'll follow us along for that. That should be fun. And feel free to keep giving
clothes.
Us. Yeah, right. Pants, yes, night. Stretchy pants. Mm-hmm. But feel free to keep sending those suggestions our way for that as well. If you have a food and a beverage that you think we should try and eat multiple times in one evening.
At several different locations.
At several different locations.
Yeah, and if you would be so kind to subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, rate and review us. It helps other people to find us. We would really appreciate it. We appreciate all your feedback, and we appreciate you for listening.
And we appreciate you, ladies, for all sitting at the table with us. Yes,
thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Welcome. Thank you for inviting us.
And so we will talk to you all again next week.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
See you.
Bye.